There's no doubt Ohio has been hit particularly hard by the opioid epidemic that's been sweeping the nation. In fact, in 2017, the year with the most recent available data, Ohio was fifth in the nation for opioid overdose deaths with nearly 5,000. And that's why it's so important now more than ever that there are caring and comprehensive treatment options available to addicts and recovering addicts. Thanks for staying tuned to Columbus Perspective. I'm Daniel Barnett. Today I'm speaking with Amy Parker, a peer recovery specialist with Brightview, a brand new outpatient addiction treatment center that is opening actually tomorrow on Columbus's west side. Amy, thank you so much for joining me today on Columbus Perspective.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So, Amy, I want to take a pretty granular look today at what Brightview does and what addiction recovery treatment looks like. Let's start with your role. You are a peer recovery specialist. Tell us a little bit more about what that means.
Sure. So as a peer recovery support specialist, I developed our clinical peer recovery support program that's used in all of our locations. And what that means is that when the patients come in from day one, they have someone that has lived similar experiences, but we've made it out alive, right, to change our lives, to do better. And now we are on the other side able to help people. But we offer that invaluable expertise because we do share those similar lived experiences, and we can talk about those and relate with that. And it offers the patient to have a positive role model to connect with throughout their treatment experience.
Amy, I'd like to talk a little bit more about your personal experiences with addiction and recovery in just a moment. But before we get too far, let's talk about Brightview. Now, this is going to be the first Columbus location that's opening up tomorrow, but I understand you have other Brightview centers around Ohio, correct?
That's correct. We started out in Southwest Ohio, Cincinnati primarily. We have several offices all over that area. We're in the Dayton area, again, Chillicothe, and now Columbus and Toledo open next Monday on April 8th. Our new Columbus office is just off of 270 on Roberts Road, not quite to the Walcott Street intersection.
Now, Brightview is an outpatient addiction treatment center. Can you tell us a little bit about, for the layperson, what does that mean and how does that compare to maybe, let's say, an inpatient addiction treatment program?
Sure. So we recognize that addiction is a chronic relapsing brain disease. And so we offer evidence-based comprehensive addiction treatment in an outpatient setting. And what that really means, because we're primary outpatient, that allows us to get folks in the door within 24 hours, sometimes even same day if it's early enough in the day. And that allows them to get with us and potentially start feeling better today or tomorrow. Patients can come in Monday through Saturday for their scheduled appointments. They can walk in before noontime. We offer intensive outpatient treatment, group therapy, individual counseling. We also have case management for social support for things like getting food stamps, getting a cell phone, organizing transportation to and from treatment. And we're able to take patients in within 24 to 48 hours. We do have a 24-hour call center that is staffed internally for the business hours. And what that means is our call center representatives have that extra sensitivity to folks that are calling in because that's often that first point of contact. So they take their time with our folks that are calling in to schedule for treatment. It only takes 10 or 15 minutes for that first initial call. That phone number is 833-510-HELP. We do accept Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance, self-pay. And if folks don't have any medical insurance right now, we can take them in and we can help them with that as well.
So you're definitely taking a holistic approach. Obviously, there is the addiction treatment component, the sort of medicine component. But there are a lot of underlying causes of addiction. I think a lot of the time folks are essentially trying to self-medicate for whatever may be going on under the surface. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. That's a really good description. You know, I often tell people that quitting heroin was the easy part for me. It was everything after that within the first 2 years that I was in recovery because I had to unlearn all of the ugly things that I had taught myself over the years, that I didn't deserve compassion or that I didn't deserve to have a good life. And all of the mistakes that I had made had ruined my life, and there was no second chance for me. And I convinced myself of that. And because this is a chronic relapsing brain disease, and because I was physically dependent on opioids to function, it was really difficult for me to be ready to make that change.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's remarkable, and congratulations on your getting through it and being able to put that experience to good use to help others. I mean, I have to imagine that for somebody who is struggling with addiction, one of the things that maybe keeps them from seeking treatment is this idea that they might be judged for it. And of course, in a setting where other people have gone through that, that's not going to be the case.
Absolutely. One of the things that I love so much about Brightview and why I believe in Brightview so much is when patients come in through the door, it's important that we are able to express that we care about them from the beginning. They are human beings just like we are. We always have coffee, snacks, TV, blankets, anything that we can do to make folks feel comfortable and feel cared for and safe. And that's one of those great things about having peer recovery supporters in our clinical space, is because we can go to that patient, sit down, and we're not doctors, we're not counselors, you know. We're strictly there because we're able to encourage hope. And I can sit down and I can say, you know, I'm here to tell you, your life has value, and we want to help you feel better and find successful recovery so that you can go back to your family.
Now, I have to ask, when you were starting your road to recovery, were these sorts of resources available to you at the time?
No, unfortunately, they weren't. So when I made that choice to find treatment, it was in 2012. I was in Indianapolis. I had no insurance. And so after running into closed door after closed door, barrier after barrier, my only option was to go to the nearest emergency room, and I told them that I had a plan to commit suicide. And so I was admitted into a psychiatric unit that was also dual diagnosis, mental health and substance use disorder. And so I was fortunate enough that they recognized I needed help with my addiction and my withdrawal management, and they gave me Suboxone. And within 20 minutes, my withdrawal symptoms were gone, which is one of those primary things that keeps us in the cycle, is the withdrawal. And when those withdrawal symptoms subsided, I was able to participate in group therapy and individual therapy and learn techniques and coping skills to be able to start some healing.
There are different kinds of addiction treatment and addiction recovery programs out there. I think the two most common are inpatient and outpatient, and Brightview is what would be called an intensive outpatient program. Can you explain to our listeners what that means and I guess what the difference is?
Yes. Intensive outpatient is fantastic for folks who might have a job, have kids at home. They may not have the means to go into inpatient, and so often with inpatient facilities, there is a longer wait time. With outpatient, that allows us to get folks in within 24 to 48 hours so they can begin to feel better almost immediately. And so with intensive outpatient, with our program, we offer CBT and DBT. Those are fantastic treatment programs. And our group therapy is usually three group therapy sessions a week, one monthly counseling session at minimum a month, and then one medical appointment each month.
Now, you've talked about the counseling component at Brightview when it comes to treatment, but I have to assume there's also a medicine component. Are people at Brightview receiving Suboxone or Vivitrol?
Absolutely. There's a huge medication component. So we do use buprenorphine products like Suboxone, Subutex, the Sublocade injection. We also use the Vivitrol injection. And then we also have is our in-house pharmacy, the outpatient opioid treatment program. And that allows the patients to be able to obtain their medication without some of that added stigma by going into the pharmacy. And so the medication is a huge component along with that therapeutic component, because the medication is essentially helping the brain to go back to where it needs to be. And over time, our opioid receptors can change back to hopefully the area that they should be. And then also with helping urges and cravings with the medication, it's fantastic. And in addition to that, the medication isn't required to be part of our Brightview program, but the treatment and the counseling is.
Once again, I'm speaking with Amy Parker. She's a peer recovery specialist with Brightview, a new outpatient addiction treatment center that's opening in Columbus tomorrow. Amy, I know that a particularly difficult subset of those seeking treatment are expectant mothers or new mothers. Does Brightview have special programs for pregnant women or new mothers?
We sure do. We have a tremendous program for pregnant women and new moms. So pregnant women can come into our centers and we can safely medicate them where it's not going to hurt the baby. We can connect them with services for their delivery. We can connect them with services for car seats, diapers, all of those different things that they're going to need. And then once they have the baby, we're still going to support them with their treatment. And then we offer a specific program for new moms. We also have one of our senior medical directors is an OBGYN. And so there is a lot of knowledge and support within that area of treatment. We want pregnant women and new moms to know that when they come to Brightview, we're going to support them and we're going to care about them.
You have already said that treatment has changed a lot, even in your experience with it. What more could be done on a community level or a state level, or what is being done maybe behind the scenes that is helping to further the fight against opioid addiction?
Sure. I think stigma is our biggest issue that we have to really deal with to make progress. And we're doing a great job. And what that means is having people who are in recovery like myself going out there, telling our stories, showing that there is hope that we can recover. And then also talking about stigma from, you know, the leadership level and understanding that this is a chronic relapsing brain disease. This is a healthcare issue. This isn't a socioeconomic issue. This isn't, I'm just a bad person because I have the disease of addiction. We're all humans, and this is the same thing as if, you know, it were mental health, and we need medication for mental health sometimes. And so I think that by changing the conversation as we have been doing over the past few years and understanding that we just can't judge folks anymore. We have to make it easy for people to come in and get help, easier to do that than it is to go out into the street and buy illicit drugs and potentially overdose and die.
And do you feel like it is getting better, you know, the stigma component, and our leaders listening?
I do, 100%. I do. I think it's incredible that we do have so much support. There's a lot of funding available for programs. I believe that we have quite a bit of options out in the community when it comes to addiction treatment. There are other components that are some gaps in the area, like sober recovery housing. There's a lot of homelessness, as we all know, out in the community. So it's difficult for someone to be able to have successful recovery without having a safe and stable home. And so it's important that all of these different organizations and treatment centers are working together so that we're able to help folks in the big picture.
Now, let's say that, we have a listener out there who really wants to be a part of the solution. And we've talked about the stigma portion, but let's talk specifically about Brightview. What can folks out in the community do to help Brightview or to help organizations like Brightview in a more tangible way?
Certainly by going to different organizations, offering any time or volunteering with Narcan distribution. There are several different organizations that have events throughout the year and are always looking for volunteers to help out with that. Attending community events and conferences and being educated and then taking that education and telling your friends and telling your family and not being afraid to step up and say, you know, hey, I know these folks are having a bad time. They're having a rough time because of their substance use disorder. But you know what? They're humans, and they have a mother and a father, and you know, they have people that love them, and we should love them too, and we should do what we can to decrease the stigma and offer compassion and help as many people as we can.
Now, I know you touched on this earlier, but just so that this kind of information is all in one place, if folks are out there listening and they need help, can you go over again how they get in touch with you and the walk-in versus appointment hours?
Absolutely. So we have a 24-hour call center. That phone number is 833-510-HELP, H-E-L-P. You can call that number 24 hours a day and schedule an appointment, most likely within 24 to 48 hours to come to our clinical space. As long as the patient is within 24 hours of last use or in at least moderate to mild withdrawal symptoms, we can safely medicate that person on the very first day so that they can start feeling better and begin to find that recovery and stability. We do accept Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, private insurance, self-pay. We can assist with transportation for the first few days, and we can help you in all areas of your life and connect you to different resources that will help you find that successful recovery. So you can walk in to any of our centers at any time of between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. The earlier you come in, the better. We will complete as much of the first day services that we can, and then we'll do whatever we can to make sure that you're feeling better, and we'll get you back in the next day and complete those initial services to get you into our program and ready to start that therapy and start that healing.
Once again, I'm speaking with Amy Parker. She's a peer recovery specialist with Brightview, a new outpatient addiction treatment center that's opening in Columbus tomorrow. Amy, you have a chance right now to speak to someone who is considering addiction treatment, or maybe the family member of someone who is in need of addiction treatment. What do you say to that person?
I think it's just important to understand that recovery is possible. Treatment is available. We recognize that there are so many barriers to treatment, but Brightview does a great job of identifying those barriers and removing them so that we can make it easy for a person to attend treatment and start feeling better as soon as possible and find that successful recovery.
And once again, I've been speaking with Amy Parker, a peer recovery specialist with Brightview, an outpatient addiction treatment center opening in Columbus tomorrow. Once again, if you'd like to contact Brightview, you can do so by calling 833-510-HELP. That is 833-510-4357, 24 hours per day, 7 days per week. Amy, once again, thank you so much for speaking with us today and helping to shed a light on the work that Brightview is going to be doing here in Columbus. We appreciate it so much.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.